Today is the 26th Sunday after Pentecost. The readings are taken from the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany. It is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Brethren, we give thanks to God for you all, making a remembrance of you in our prayers without ceasing, being mindful of the work of your faith and labor in charity, and the enduring of hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved of God, your election, for our gospel hath not been unto you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much fullness, as you know what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in much tribulation, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were made a pattern to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you was spread abroad the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith, which is towards God, is gone forth, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves relate of us what manner of entering in we have unto you, and how ye turned to gods from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised up from the dead, Jesus, who hath delivered us from the wrath to come. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is the least indeed of all seeds, but when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. Another parable he spoke to them. The kingdom of heaven is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, until the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke in parables to the multitudes, and without parables he did not speak to them, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. Please be seated. Have the faith of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful, in the Gospel account today we have two parables that our Lord gives to us. It regards the kingdom of heaven, but then also then the nature of the kingdom of heaven. It is the mustard seed and then also three measures. And so not only is our Lord talking about our own faith, which obviously also has to grow as these two things illustrate, but he spoke in parables to the apostles, one to try to encourage them, to try to help them to also to understand and to see that the faith would start off very small, that the beginnings that they would have to go out to preach to all nations, that it would have a small beginning and it would also be rejected by the mass of the Jewish people, the scribes, the Pharisees, that they would reject that our Lord is this Messiah. And so our Lord gives them this parable. He tries to help them to understand that and see that. And it's interesting to see how it even says in the Gospel account that he spoke parables to them. He spoke in parables even to the apostles, but he spoke to the people in parables. In other times, we see that our Lord has said, for those that have ears to hear, let them hear. You know, those that are willing to hear then about the kingdom of God, they will hear it, and then they will finally understand it. And for the apostles, as I say, it's a means to try to help them. Different times, our Lord would go through and try to encourage his apostles. By taking Peter, James, and John, he took them for his transfiguration, because he knew they would also be the ones closest to him when he suffered his agony, to try to encourage them at that time, for them to realize that he is the Son of God, that he is the true Messiah. And so he tried to take these different steps to encourage them, realizing what they would have to suffer, what they would have to undergo and go through, as a means to try to help them, to strengthen them in their faith, because obviously they would have to go out to preach to all nations. They would be the ones that would give the faith to the majority of the people then. And so they needed this strong faith. So at this time, this parable that he means to them and also trying to help them to understand that they would have to suffer, they would have to go through a lot, persecution, all of these different things in order to preach the faith and give it to the people. The sufferings that they would undergo, but through those sufferings that it would allow the faith to grow. Therefore, we understand then the mustard seed growing and then also this leaven. And it's something for us to contemplate too. As I said, not only from the fact of understanding that yes, the faith, our church, had this beginning small, would start off small, but then it would grow to the ends of the world, the ends of the earth. Through the work of the apostles, then preaching, and then continuing that down for through us, obviously, too, preaching the word of God. Because obviously the apostles also knew what the prophets had spoken about the kingdom of God. They knew that it would be spreading itself to the ends of the world. So they knew about the messianic kingdom. And as I say, yet it was our Lord, his means of trying to encourage them, trying to help them to see. It will start off small. You will be persecuted for it. But the fruit will come from that. And sometimes the fruit we don't necessarily see right off from the beginning. So as a means of assuring the apostles that our Lord gives to them. And that's why I say that at the end of the gospel we see where it says that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by the prophet saying, I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. Again, going back to that fact of the rejection of most of the Jewish people. An unwillingness to accept this faith, to accept him as the true Messiah, to accept that the apostles are preaching the word of God. But also the understanding that those that have ears to hear, let them hear. Not all will listen, not all will follow. And it is truly hidden from the proud. And that's why the Pharisees, the scribes, they did not see our Lord as this Messiah. And so from that, it also gives us the chance then to try to look inwardly too of our own faith, our own trust in Almighty God. And sometimes we too need the assurance from God to help us. We need that assurance from God for our faith to be strengthened, to grow. But again, it comes from that faith that we have, that trust in God, that we too will have our difficulties, our struggles, just as the church was persecuted. It will continue to grow. Our faith must grow through these tribulations, through these sufferings. Just as the blood of the martyrs, they shed their blood in order for the faith to grow. We too have to struggle through that. And that is truly then the spirit of the kingdom of God. We see from the example of our Lord, St. Stephen, the first martyr, shedding his blood, and how this faith was increased because of the blood of the martyrs. And so these are the things that we must try to contemplate and think about when we hear these parables, when we read about these parables, and to study and to think about them. Our faith must also too grow like the mustard seed, big enough to where it supports then the birds of the air. That it must be big enough for that and strengthened by that. Or then the leaven is also in terms of the interior life, the spiritual life. That too must grow, just like the three measures in the bread. And so these are things that we must contemplate for our own soul. And that the Spirit will come from what our Lord preached in the Sermon on the Mount, the eight Beatitudes, where our happiness will come from. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are the persecuted, all of these things, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that is what this symbolizes for us, as I say, the messianic kingdom. And so our Lord speaks these parables, not everyone will hear it, not everyone will accept it. And in our day today, true, the same thing. People reject then our Lord as being the true King, the true Messiah. And for us to embrace that, but then also to realize of how our faith must grow, of how it must grow from the sufferings, the persecutions, the difficulties that we struggle through too. It is a necessity for that to grow. We see from the very beginnings of the church. And so that is the faith that we must have. The faith in God, the faith of God, that we must have for our own souls, our own spiritual life, to build that. And it will come little by little, just as the church started off very, very small, but then, yes, it grew out to the ends of the earth. But that was because of the strong faith that the apostles had. They were strengthened, they were assured by our Lord Jesus Christ. And we too, the same thing for all of us. Through what we read, we study, we pray, we will be strengthened by our Lord. And so let us take advantage of these parables to think and to pray about. That yes, these things are hidden from many souls because they're too proud to listen to it. But because of our faith, then we'll gain this gift of heaven for all eternity. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.